There are certain photographic subjects that just scream out to be photographed in color. They don't lend themselves very naturally to black and white, we think. Fireworks come to mind. Don't see very many black and white photographs of fireworks. And flowers are another one. Although, certainly, blossoms and flowers we see in black and white. Botanicals is a subcategory of fine art photography all of its own. But typically speaking, when a photographer is going to aim their camera at flowers, they will probably do so with color photographs in mind, unless they're a dedicated black and white photographer. This image, however, by Barry Guthertz, shows, I think, one of the primary reasons that black and white can be used effectively to photograph flowers, not because of the botanical nature and the colorful nature of flowers, but rather because of black and white's potential to bring those pictures of flowers to a higher level of imagination and interpretation. In the text comments, I talked about how easy it is to see this photograph as either fireworks or sea anemones or other flights of imagination that the flowers simply inspire. That happens better because this is a black and white photograph rather than a color photograph. I think it would be far too easy to interpret them and to limit our interpretation of them as flowers if it were photographed in color. So I think this is a terrific example of how black and white brings something to the photograph that is denied to the color interpretation, and in this case, improves the photograph tremendously.